Dink had also wrapped himself in a blanket, but neither Ted nor Stanley seemed to feel the cold.
"Look down there," Ted invited Roland and the others.
He was pointing at the spider web of tracks. Jake could see the rambling glass roof of the switching yard and a green-roofed structure next to it that had to be half a mile long. Tracks led away in every direction. "Thunderclap Station," he marveled. "Where the wolves put the kidnapped kids on the train and send them along the path of the beam to Fedek. And where they bring them back after they've been ruined." Even after all he'd been through, it was hard for Jake to believe that they had been down there 6 or 8 miles away less than 2 minutes ago. He suspected they'd all played a part in keeping the portal open, but it was the one called Stanley who'd created it in the first place. Now he looked pale and tired, nearly used up. Once he staggered on his feet and Dink, a very unfortunate nickname in Jake's humble opinion, grabbed his arm and steadied him. Stanley seemed not to notice. He was looking at Roland with awe. Not just awe, Jake thought, and not exactly fear either. Something else. What? Approaching the station were two motorized buckas with big balloon tires, ATVs. Jake assumed it was the Weasel, whoever he was, and his Tahin buddies.
"As you may have gleaned," Ted told them, "there's an alarm in the Divar Toy Supervisor's office. The warden's office, if you like. It goes off when anyone or anything uses the door between the Fedek staging area and Yon Station."
"I believe the term you used for him," Roland said dryly, "wasn't supervisor or warden, but Kaidam."
Dink laughed. "That's a good pickup on your part, dude."
"What does Kaidam mean?" Jake asked, although he had a fair notion. There was a phrase folks used in the Kala, head box, heart box, Kai box, which meant, in descending order, one's thought processes, one's emotions, and one's lower functions. Animal functions, some might say. Kai box could be translated as shit box, if you were of a vulgar turn of mind.